In an order issued last Thursday, Judge H. Russell Holland agreed with the Pebble Partnership that retired EPA ecologist Philip North likely knows more than any others what was transpiring within the agency while the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment was being developed. Mike Heatwell is a spokesperson for Pebble.
We just really want to get a complete picture as to what was going on there, and certainly talking with Mr. North is as a central person in all of this would be very beneficial.
North retired from EPA 2 years ago, having spent his career in Alaska, often around mineral development projects. Pebble alleges that North was instrumental in encouraging agency involvement in Bristol Bay, perhaps several years prior to a 2010 request by area tribes. Pebble has obtained hundreds of pages of emails and other documents it says shows improper coordination between EPA and various groups and scientists opposed to the mine, which is the subject of the lawsuit in federal court. But Pebble says they have very little paper trail from Mr. North's involvement. EPA now says North's emails from 2002 to 2010 were lost when his computer hard drive allegedly crashed. Heatwell says that has raised a lot of questions.
We were not told about the emails crashing until the eve of a congressional hearing into this matter. And then in the course of the various court cases here, we find out that there was at least one zip drive that was encrypted. And nobody knows what is really on that or why level of encryption was necessary. And that just adds to the, the intrigue, if you will.
More than just the emails are missing. The EPA has told Congress it does not know where Mr. North went after his retirement. It was reported he was taking his family sailing or may have gone overseas to New Zealand or Australia. Heatwell says Pebble doesn't know where North is either.
It was probably part of the decision behind filing the documents with the court to seek to compel testimony, to be able to have an opportunity to ask a lot of questions of him as to what was really his role and what was going on, and trying to get a more complete picture, again, of what was happening inside the EPA relative to their actions against us.
Pebble filed the motion for the subpoena, which Judge Holland granted last week. In his motion, Holland said EPA's rebuttal to the motion, quote, bristles with commentary, but offered no basis for opposing the subpoena. In a footnote, Holland added that some of Pebble's observations with respect to Mr. North are, quote, just a bit inflammatory, and that EPA's comments were, quote, not at all helpful. Philip North has been ordered to appear for a deposition in Anchorage on November 12th. Judge Holland allowed part of Pebble's lawsuit against EPA to proceed, and that case is still in the discovery phase. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.